Hello and welcome back to Scenevaders. This is episode 253. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Cruise Planners, DellsTravelCompany.com, if you want to get more info, or just contact Steve DelCarlino directly, 610-368-0908. Thanks again for the support. So today, we are going to give our full season 4 part 1 review of Ozark at the end of the episode. We're going to go through a couple things beforehand and give a couple news topics that I thought were funny. But outside of that, joining me today are Coach Dave.
Hello.
And Young Roland. What's up, fellas?
What up? What's up, guys?
You excited to talk Ozark?
Absolutely. I mean, this is, I think it's just kind of peaking at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Two years in the making for this season?
Yeah, because of COVID and everything. And we got what? We got one more part left, right? Part 2 of season 4, and that's it. They're going to go out. They're going to go out in the high. So we'll talk about that at the end. But before that, I wanted to give you guys a heads up. I finished Yellow Jackets, and I want to thank Lucha from Argentina for recommending that show because it was fantastic. The finale holds up. And I still stress, if you haven't started it, start it. It's crazy. They set up for multiple seasons, and I like where the direction's headed. So definitely a go for me all the way through the season. And now you can binge it. You don't have to wait at all. You can just binge straight through, and you don't have to wait week by week like I was doing at some point. Also, Servant started. Servant season 3. We are covering this on the Scenevaders YouTube channel, Julia and myself, where we give, it's called What Just Happened, the show, right? So we watch it and we instantly react and put up a video. We do fan theory videos based on the comments. So if you want to get involved on that, check out the Scenevaders YouTube channel. It's going to be updated every Friday. As soon as we watch the show, we put it up. And I loved the first episode. So good. I mean, M. Night Shyamalan directed it, did a great job. I was very, very happy with the first episode. Then something else I'm really excited about. Have you guys heard about the show called The After Party?
No.
Anyone? Dude.
Yeah. Apple TV?
Yep. Apple TV. It starts next Friday, the 28th. And wow, does it look good. I cannot wait to see it. The cast is jam-packed, and the story seems cool. So if you didn't hear about it, it's a high school reunion after party that ends in a death, and everyone at the party is a suspect. So the cast is Dave Franco, Sam Richardson, Tiffany Haddish, Ben Schwartz, Ike Barinholtz, Alana Glazer. It's just jam-packed with talent, with comedic talent. So it's going to be like a comedic take on a murder mystery. Can't wait. I think I'm going to do something on YouTube for this as well, but I really can't wait. So yeah, that's also what I'm looking forward to. So Coach, you got anything that you've been watching that you liked?
Well, I've been watching a ton since, unfortunately, I am just on the end of quarantine. Since I tested positive with the COVID on Wednesday of this week. So this has been a fun little putting myself in the cave and just watching everything. Of course, plowed through Ozark. We'll get to that later. Right now, I've been really going through, it's called Afterlife. It is on Netflix. It's a Ricky Gervais show. It's basically about a guy who loses his wife and just becomes the most depressed curmudgeon, trying to, you know, discover what life is about. Really kind of dark humor, but also really inspiring at the same time. A lot of his stuff after The Office and Extras has been very almost kind and gentle. I don't know if you guys ever saw Derek, which is kind of about a special needs person, but, you know, just kind of just overall good vibes. on Dan's recommendation, I'm 4 episodes in the Yellow Jackets and loving every minute.
Nice.
And at the same time, the big one this week that I've been really going through is Station 11. HBO Max.
I started
so that is that's Mackenzie Davis, who is, you know, one of my all-time top tens, but absolutely great sci-fi of what happens during a pandemic and where the world ends up on the other side of a pandemic.
It's a little too close to home.
A little bit, but at the same time, it's very kind of interesting, the parallels that it shows. It's not like, what was the one show, I think we, with John Cusack, that came out at the beginning of the pandemic? Do you remember that one? I think we talked about it a couple times.
Yeah, I can't recall.
It was an outbreak show, and it just didn't work, where this is enough to detach but alike at the same time.
Yeah, that show was good too, and it got canceled. I was pissed about that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to look up what that was called. But it was good.
But yeah, I highly recommend all those, you know, Afterlife, Station 11, Yellow Jackets. I also watched the entire new season of Search Party, which took a very interesting turn.
I like Search Party a lot.
You're a fan of it, right? Yep.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. The last season is definitely an even further reach than the previous seasons. And if you like watching the four most terrible people in the world, then you will absolutely love the new season of Search Party.
All right, great. Yeah, that's good news because I love that show. I haven't started the new season yet, but I definitely will very, very shortly. Okay, so does that pretty much wrap up what besides Ozark?
Yep. That's been my week.
Okay. I figured 20 of y'all talked about Mayor of Easttown the last couple of episodes.
Yeah.
I binge watched it. Loved it. I think it was Dan or Coach, 20 of y'all was talking about it like 2 episodes ago.
So good, dude.
What blew my mind was that they're all, half of them were from UK probably, and how they nailed our accent.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, hold up. Yeah. I'm like, you're not even from America.
That was in my top three of TV shows for 2021, and for good reason. That show was fantastic, man. Oh, great.
Yeah. So if anybody out there haven't watched it, go. It's a good watch. A good binge now that it's over.
All right, so in the news for today, I found this one quite interesting because outside of Tom Cruise, I don't know which actors would actually do this. So Space Entertainment Enterprise aimed to build a film studio in space by December 2024. Now, do you guys think that this is more for production teams to go up and get establishing shots of space that are actually real? Or do you think they're going to try to get actors up there?
It's crazy, man. Like, I really feel like it's like a waste of money. Probably you got lives at risk just to entertain us.
Just sounds like a publicity stunt to me. It was like, you know, like I don't know if there's the call for practical effects anymore. Like, is it really cost effective to go up and film in space? I mean, yeah, they use the Vomit Comet is the airplane they use, and that's only if you want to mimic it really, you know, true. I don't know. I don't see how this would be cost effective other than say, you know, I filmed in space.
Because Tom Cruise is doing this. He's going into space for one of his new Mission Impossible movies. So he'll go to one of the space stations, get some shots done. But like outside of crazy people like him that do their own stunts and are totally psychopaths with when it comes to getting a shot, I don't see any big name actors willing to do this. But you know, maybe they just want it for their establishing shots or realistic scenes when you're floating in gravity, but you could just use a zero G gravity tank for that. So I just found this super interesting that they're actually going for it. And I feel like Elon Musk is the reason why, because he even went on to say that he thinks there's no aliens here, even though some people think, you know, they've seen UFOs and shit. He thinks the only reason that there's no aliens is because every civilization dies off before they figure out interstellar travel. So this is our step in interstellar travel, I guess, outside of getting to Mars and colonizing that. They want to have a film studio in space. So that is supposed to happen by December 2024. And I wonder what kind of movies we'll get for it. Next up, the Batman Final Cut is finished. Runtime of 2 hours and 55 minutes, nearly 3 hours long. Pretty long, but I'm down for it. I really can't wait to see Matt Reeves' direction, Robert Pattinson's Batman, Paul Dano's Riddler, Zoe Kravitz, Catwoman. I can't wait to see them all.
And March 4th, right?
Who?
March 4th, the premiere date in America.
Yes, March 4th, yeah. And also Colin Farrell as the Penguin. I think it's going to be fantastic. And there's 8 minutes of credits. So there's probably going to be there'll be a mid-credit scene and a post-credit scene, most likely, with that runtime of credits. Next up, any Godzilla fans should be excited. A Godzilla spinoff series is in the works at Apple TV Plus. Apple TV Plus makes good things, so maybe this could be good. This is in the universe of the new Godzilla franchise, the most recent one being Godzilla vs. Kong, or Kong vs. Godzilla, whatever it was called, which was just average in my opinion. But the series is following the events of the 2014 Godzilla film, so the original one that kicked this whole thing off. The series explores one family's journey to uncover its buried secrets and a legacy linking them to the secret organization known as Monarch. Thoughts on this? Are you excited for it? Do you care?
Honestly, couldn't care less. After the last Godzilla vs. Kong, I'm kind of out.
Yeah, they messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of hate for bashing that movie, so some people like it for some reason. But I thought that movie was a joke. I did enjoy the first two, but we'll see. I'll probably give this series a shot just because it's Apple TV Plus, and they make really good stuff, including Servant, which is going on now. Like I said, check out our YouTube channel for coverage of that. Okay, now it's time for what you've all been waiting for, Ozark Season 4 Part 1 Review. Let's go around the table real quick. Did everyone like it? Coach, did you like it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's they drop you right off, right into it. I did, however, check out a friend of the show's, Pat Egan, the recaps. So I wanted to give a little shout out to him of basically caught up on everything with that rather than the 2 minute one that Netflix gives you.
I did the same thing. I did the same exact thing to catch up because it was so long in between. We kind of forget. And I did the exact same thing. But all right, this season, crazy. Sadly, like I said, we're only getting one more half. So, I mean, it's going to be a good thing that they're going to end on top. But for it to be ending at all is pretty sad to me. Are you guys ready for it to be over?
Yeah, I don't want it to long it out and then it loses its value and its worth for how good it is.
You know, I'm always a fan of people that are responsible with their art, which I think, you know, the creators of this, they see an actual arc and they have an end in mind. And for them to actually be able to go out how they want, like I'm always a fan of that. And you can always go back to the well. You can always do a Breaking Bad El Camino. Yeah. You know, you can always do supplemental. Or like Breaking Bad, you'd spin it off into Better Call Saul.
Right.
Yeah.
So I also want to do predictions on part two before we, you know, before we end and after we get through this part. But I wanted to talk about a big plot point this series, which was Helen Pierce. You know, she's missing. They hired a PI who was a retired cop who just won't give up, Mel Saddam. Great new character. And Ozark always does that. They find a way to have a great new character every single season. Just like Ben last season, played by Tom Pelfrey, the brother. He was also a big part of this season because people are pissed off that they were lied to, specifically Ruth, specifically Jonah. They were both pissed off about that whole situation. And it turns out that he actually didn't have to die because the cartel chose the birds over Helen. So Helen was going to die anyway. And Jonah brought that up. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah,
Coach?
My own thoughts is Ben's still alive. He's going to show up in the second half. It's the old adage of if you didn't see someone die, they didn't die.
But they burned his. So, they burned a body. They have ashes.
They burned a body.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things of like, I don't know. You know, am I just remembering it wrong from the last? Did they actually ever show him? You know, die.
They didn't, but yeah, they showed
the show him die.
The hitman showed up.
Funeral.
and the way Wendy was so distraught. You know, she was in a drinking liquor for days after it happened. So it feels like he is dead. That would be crazy if it turned out that he wasn't. But yeah, that was a big plot point. And Ruth wanted nothing to do with the birds this season. I love Julia Garner. I think Ruth is one of the best supportive characters on TV in TV history. I put her right up there with Omar. Yes. Omar from The Wire and Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. I think she's that good, and she raises the stakes any scene she's in. I love her.
Yeah.
What do you guys agree?
I think he's dead. Ashes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because the way she went off about the ashes, and the way Julia Ruth is so crazy about the ashes, talking to it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Anything could happen, I guess. And like I said, they always have a new character. You know, there was Roy Petty, Ben. This time we had I always forget his name, Mel Saddam. And he's not going to give up. He wants to find out what's happening.
Yeah.
But also we have the new big bad of the series, Javi, the nephew of Omar Navarro.
Yeah.
Javi don't fuck around. Okay.
Yes.
Darlene is a character. Yeah. Darlene was a character the whole series where she killed multiple people without hesitation.
Scary.
Badasses. Badasses too. She even killed Frank Cosgrove Sr. And that was one of the coolest. Yeah, that was one of the coolest parts of the whole thing. But then Javi goes in and takes her out, and she went out without a fight. Shot her right in the heart. And then poor Wyatt, he goes, sorry about this kid, shoots his head off. And that sets off Ruth on the rampage, man. That was crazy. That scene was insane. I loved the finale. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Ruth seems like she's just going to burn it all down. Like, damn the consequences. Doesn't care about the money. Doesn't care about the power. Doesn't care about anything. She's just going to torch everything.
Yeah, and you know who I think is going to help her?
Jonah.
Frank Cosgrove Jr. I think he's going to help her. The look he got when she called him in a panic, thinking that he was the one that killed him, and he's like, I didn't do it. I have a big feeling that Ruth is going to be in some serious danger going after Javi, and that Frank Cosgrove Jr. might even sacrifice his life to help her, and then Ruth will get the final kill on Javi.
And he might stick with Ruth because Ruth might have to connect still for Darlene's supplies though. So,
yeah, I think they're really gonna team up. I think he feels bad for her. You know, he feels bad that Wyatt had to die. He obviously wanted Darlene to die. He didn't want Wyatt to die. I mean, Wyatt was just a poor kid caught up in an unfortunate situation. He fell in love with a psychopath. But this season with the multiple shock deaths with Ruth's storyline and the way they set it up that she's just going to go ape shit looking for Javi. Now, who do you guys think dies first, Javi or Omar?
Oh, man. Omar's gonna die.
Javi's taking over all the way.
I think Omar's gone at some point. I think Javi's gonna basically come down to that last bit, and we're gonna see, you know, who wins. Is it evil? Is it darkness? Is it corruption? Like, who's gonna win at the end?
Or who's gonna kill Maya too? The FBI agent. I think her character is done after the stunt she pulled.
Yes.
Well, that would be Javi, if anybody.
No, Omar, because she locked him up.
Yeah, but he still has a deal to get out. So, yeah. You know, now Wendy, Omar. Wendy convinced Omar to call Javi, which ended up saving Marty's life. Yeah. So I think Javi's more with the birds and Agent Miller than we think. And Javi's just going to try to kill everyone and start over. So death predictions. Let's do death predictions. Both of you guys, does Marty Bird make it through the series?
Marty Bird, no.
No, he's too nice. He's too friendly. He cares too much. And that's how you're going to die. Trying to help.
I think he'll die too. Wendy Bird.
She deserves to die,
but she's going to live. She will survive.
All right, on a scale of 10, how annoying was she this season, yo?
I do like her, though. She's a fantastic actor, and she does a great job, man.
Yeah, she kills every episode. She's selling you something like, all right, just do this. You don't have to worry about that. It's like, how many lies are you going to keep telling these people, yo?
Yeah.
Every episode.
Okay. But they know that she's lying to her. Like, that's the that's the beauty in how good of an actress she is, that she's playing it off as, like, everybody knows she's lying, but she's still pulling it off.
Just buy her drugs, we'll build a rehab, don't worry about it, you're doing good.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, do either of the kids, Charlotte or Jonah, any of them die?
I think one.
Charlotte's done.
Ooh.
Because she's the innocent. Sure. She's the one that it's going to hurt, and that, like, she's going to somehow get killed. I know Javi is it, or which one said that he doesn't kill kids?
Omar.
Yeah. But Javi doesn't seem to care. Yeah. Her death could start a huge spiral.
Yeah.
Cause she's basically innocent in the whole thing. Is like, she's told a couple lies. She's played along. But she hasn't done anything too brutal that I recall.
No.
Yeah. That would be very sad too. What about Jonah?
Javi might kill her to try to get the parents in check too, I think.
I think Jonah survives.
I agree. He's crazy. I think Jonah survives as well. Okay. Ruth Langmore. She's gotta survive.
I don't know. Do you Walter White her?
The way she's
going. Does she Walter White herself? Like, does she take other people out while trying to protect someone else? Like, does she save Jonah?
Okay. Could happen. So you going with Deb?
Yeah, she's just so bloodlust.
Or her little cousin. He's still Bill White's brother.
What about our new PI guy? Does he survive?
Yeah, no. He didn't die, so he's gonna be a main some type of main character or main help next season.
No, next he's part. Dead. He's dead.
He's dead.
He's too much.
Do you
much
believe, like, his story?
No, I think he's full of shit. I mean, he had a coke problem. That's why he got kicked off the Chicago PD. I think he's full of shit. He's obsessed. He reminds me a lot of Roy Petty, where he's just gonna get himself into trouble. Javi's gonna kill him. I think he dies.
When they showed his little backstory, and I still won't be surprised if he comes up as an undercover DA or something.
I don't know. I think they might have found that out by now if that was the case, but you never know.
Deep undercover.
Never know.
It could happen. Anything's on the table at this point. All right, last one, and this goes with why I think Ruth survives. Frank Cosgrove Jr., dead or alive?
Frank needs to show his manhood. And I think that's the one, and that's not a joke on what happened to him earlier in the series, but he does, he comes off as this beta boss where, like, you know, his dad was an alpha, all these big players are alphas. The name. Even when he took over, he was a bit of a, well, I don't know. No, I didn't do, like, he doesn't really stand firm on anything.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to show that he's going to man up at some point, or else he's just going to be shrapnel.
He might flip it and put the, his dad's death on the cartel, probably.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm telling you, this is my prediction. Frank Cosgrove Jr. saves Ruth, and I think he is the one. Either him or Ruth are going to kill Javi. Got a weird feeling about it. Real weird feeling about it. So, let's see.
You know who I won't be surprised to kill Javi? Jonah.
That would be nuts. That would be nuts. Coach, who do you think kills Javi?
I'm kind of liking it. Well, Ruth is going to kill Javi.
Okay.
But it could be one of those, like, both people shoot each other at the same time type of thing. And, you know, one does a slow death, one does a quick death. Because something has to pay off that Ruth vengeance. You know, it's who becomes the king and after everything. And I think you're going to have like a Game of Thrones type of thing where the little kid is going to take over the empire.
I could see it. He's already laundering money at 14.
Jonah or Wyatt's little brother. Somebody out of nowhere is going to save it and kill Javi for you, Ruth.
You went out like Omar got taken out? Just a random little person?
Yeah, right. Random,
like, no-name actor?
That'd be crazy.
Oh, man.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'm curious where it's going to go, because I think this season, more than anything else, has shown, you know, like, the desperation of the birds.
Yeah.
Where they're just not in control anymore.
Yeah.
And especially the moves they're making, the politician moves, like, they went a whole next level this season. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. All right, any last thoughts?
After any spinoffs they'll have or prequels?
Yeah, pitch your spinoff.
It could be to introduce the, you know how they show the beginning. Now, you know how they're having flashbacks throughout the season or the last episode. It could be a spinoff of how Marty, not Marty, but Mark could be showing younger Marty how he got into the game from the cartel and all that.
Oh, Bard, like when they were in Chicago?
Chicago, yeah. Or it could be a spinoff. I mean, a prequel spinoff of the Frank Cosgrove and them, or Darlene and them.
I mean, if
any prequels you can make.
If Ruth lives, that's the movie I want to see.
Yeah.
That's the El Camino movie, type of movie that I want to see. What she does after this. That's why I really hope she makes it out alive. But, man, great show. One of the best shows on TV. Fantastic. Sucks we got to wait so long for another season, but that's the way it works when you binge a show in a couple hours. So
especially when they're good.
Yeah. All right. So that'll pretty much wrap it up. Thanks you guys so much for listening. We're going to have a bonus episode this week. Chone is interviewing a comedian, so look out for that dropping on Wednesday. And you guys have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Later.
Oh, thank you.